Rabotai, in the continuation of the halachot that we spoke about yesterday regarding kashering different things in the kitchen. Now, we go through this every year, but I guess, as I mentioned before, those who are making Pesach for the first time, it might be a little bit overwhelming for them. So, bederech kilal, anything that a person does not need to use, does not need to kasher it. It's not a chiyuv that you have to kasher everything that you need. So, for example, if you have a refrigerator or you have a freezer that's extra, and you usually keep your other stuff in there, if you are going to keep your chametz stuff in there and you're not going to use it on Pesach, you do not need to clean that freezer or refrigerator. All you have to do is just tie it up, close it up, lock it up, do something about it that refrigerator or freezer is not going to be used on Pesach by you, and you have your chametz in there, and the chametz that's in there is going to be sold together with all the crumbs and everything that's in that freezer or refrigerator for that matter to the goy. That is if a person has an extra fridge. If a person has an extra oven, there are people who have two stoves, two ovens. One for fleshig, one for milchig. And one of them, let's say, they're not going to need to read Pesach. They don't make any milchig food. They don't need to kasher that oven or stove. All you have to do is to close it up and put some kind of a sign or something on it that this stove is not kasher le Pesach, and any chametz that is attached to it or in it, crumbs or whatever it is, will be included in mechirat chametz. So only the things that you need to use, you would kasher. Now obviously, it is much better to vacuum up all the crumbs, whether it's in the bottom of the oven or even a toaster oven. Nobody's going to kasher toaster oven. Toaster oven cannot be kashered. So there are some crumbs in there. So obviously, it is much better to vacuum up all those crumbs or clean them up before Pesach. This way you don't have to sell those crumbs. But again, if this is going to cause too much tircha for the wife, or because the kids are still home, kids are around, or because the first time you're making Pesach and it's difficult, then you could be somech on what I said before. You don't have to clean it. You include it with all your other chametz stuff that you sell to the goy. The areas that need to be kashered are sinks and the countertops. The sinks, the way you kasher it, is that you scrub it well to make sure it's clean. Then you pour hot water on it, all over it. You could use a kettle, electric kettle, or regular kettle, or you could use a pot. And the pot could be chametz dik, does not have to be Pesach dik pot. As long as it is clean, you could use it to kasher your sinks. Also, yes.
Do we have to wait 24 hours between cleaning and kashering it?
No. Sephardim don't need to do that. Ben Ish Chai says it's a good idea to do that, but again, especially this year that, as they call it, Vachte Tange, and it's a little bit difficult, you don't need to do that. Now, even when we say, even those who say that you have to wait 24 hours, these are two chumras. One chumra, the real chumra is not to use hot chametz there in the past 24 hours. That's the chumra. There is another chumra on top of that the Ashkenazim have. It's a double chumra. And that is not only not to use hot chametz in there, not to use anything hot in there, even if it's not chametz, in the past 24 hours. So it's a double chumra. Neither one of these chumras are maker adin for Sephardim. And Sephardim, who want to be machmir, all they have to be machmir on is not to use hot chametz in the past 24 hours. In other words, don't pour out the juice, the water of your macaroni, spaghetti that you cooked in the past 24 hours in the sink.
Have the stove also, the top of the stove.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to that. Just bear with me. I'm talking about sink right now. So therefore, even those who want to be machmir like Ben Ish Chai, that 24 hours they should not use it for hot chametz. Not to use it at all. That is another Ashkenazi chumra that only Ashkenazi want machmir. But the emet is, both of these chumras, we don't have to be machmir. A person could kasher his sink even if 2 minutes ago they poured in it hot spaghetti juice. Obviously, if a person can do that, do that. Clean it tonight, wait till tomorrow night to kasher it, if you can do that. But you don't really need to apply that chumrah, you could kasher it. And as I said, the pot that you use to pour on the sink does not have to be a chametz dike pot, doesn't have to be a Pesach dike pot, could be a chametz dike pot, no problem. As long as the pot is clean, it's fine. The countertops, you know, generally we tell people that they should pour hot water over countertops. Some of these countertops is difficult to pour hot water on it. It messes it up. It makes a mess in the kitchen. All you need to do is to cover it. Somebody made a good suggestion this year. I hadn't thought about it in the previous years. I mentioned it before. There are these vinyls, thick vinyls that Joann Fabric sells. You probably could even buy it online. And people use it for tablecloth. It's very easily foldable, thick vinyls. Top of it is vinyl. Under it is a little bit like a cloth material type of something. So it won't slide around. You could order those and then cut it. Easy to cut with scissors or with a carpet cutter, box cutter. Right? You cut it to the size and you put it there on the countertops. It's light, it's soft, it's easy to cut it and put it there, and will do the job. Even if you want to do other things for other Pesachs, this is a very easy thing to do. You could order it online, the color that you like, cut it to the pieces, put it on the countertops, and the Chayim Tovim Shalom. You don't have to do anything else about it. The same thing with the islands in the kitchen. The island countertop, even though it's not near the stove or whatever, also would have the same halakha that has to be either covered or kasher. So you could cover it with something, a tablecloth or something, or you could kasher it by pouring hot water on it. Stovetop, those who kasher their ovens, they take the tripod of the top of the stove and you put it inside the oven. And that's how you kosher it. So if the oven needs to be cleaned, you need to clean it. There's no two ways about it. You need to buy Easy Off, spray it, and clean it, and then turn it on the highest temperature for about an hour. That would kosher the oven. It would also kosher the tripods on the stove that you put inside. If you're not going to use your oven, if you're using a self-cleaning oven, you could do the same thing. But by doing that, you might mess up the coating on the tripod. So you don't want to put the tripods inside with the self-cleaning because it could mess them up. So then, either in that situation, or if you don't want to kosher your oven at all, let's say you don't need it, then all you have to do is to take these tripods and put it in the sink. After you clean it, you pour hot water on it, and that would kosher it. And for those tripods, also you do not need to wait 24 hours. And even if you're going to end up waiting 24 hours, it's only 24 hours after it was used for chametz, not after it was used for anything else. But even that, you don't have to wait.
What order do you suggest people to start kashering? Like, start from sink or start from the... It's the first time for us.
Right. So. Very good. The order that I would suggest is that you start from your stove or oven, if you're going to use the oven. You clean your oven, and then you clean your stove. If your oven is self-cleaning, you don't have to clean it. You self-clean it, and that would clean it and kosher it. If your oven is not self-cleaning, you clean it, and you clean your tripods from the stove, and you put it inside the oven and turn it on the highest temperature for an hour. So you do your oven, then you do your stovetop. Then you would do your counters. Now, if you cover your countertops, you don't need to kasher it, as I said. So that goes last. After that, you'll take care of your sink. The refrigerator usually gets washed in the bathtub because you need to take out the shelves of the refrigerator, the bins. It's easy to fill up the bathtub with dish soap and water, and you put all these things in there to soak. Makes it much more easier to be cleaned. You soak it, let it soak, and then you start scrubbing it with a sponge. And they all get clean, you rinse them off, you let them dry, then you put them back in the refrigerator. So you almost do not need the sink for the refrigerator.
Those stoves that the top comes off, I'm not sure the Rebbe knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, now so wait, bear with me. Let me cover the stoves. I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So we have three types of stovetops that we're going to talk about. The regular type of stovetop is the type that has its gas. You have something in the middle that gas flames comes out of it. Then you have a tripod that's sitting on top where you put the top pot on it. That is what I spoke about, that all you need to do is to clean out and kosher the tripod. The rest of the surface of the stove, all you need to do is to clean it. You cannot kosher it. Koshering it will be very difficult. You have to pour hot water on it. It's going to make a mess. You don't have a place. You cannot kosher the stovetop. What you need to do for the stovetop is to cover it. You take a couple sheets of aluminum foil and you cover the top of your stove, make a hole for the place that the flame comes out, and then you put the tripods that were koshered right on top. That is the regular gas stovetop. You do not have to kosher place where the flame comes out from. You could clean it. You know, just like you clean the stovetop. You clean everything. You know, you clean it out. But that's all you have to do. The only thing that needs to be koshered is the tripod, and the surface gets covered with aluminum foil. Another type of stovetop is the electrical stovetop. The electrical stovetop where the elements, you could see them. It's not a glass top. It's just like the gas stove, except that instead of flame coming out, you have this coil that's hot, that gets red hot. That kind of a stovetop, again, all you have to do is to cover the surface of the stovetop with aluminum foil. You make a hole for where these coils are sticking out, and all you have to do is to turn on the coil. Once the coil gets red, it's kosher. That's the easiest one to kosher. All you have to do is to cover and make a hole for the coils, and you turn on the coils, and they're kosher. The third type of the stovetop is a stovetop that has a glass covering. It's electrical, and it has a glass top. That glass top, all you have to do is to clean it. That's all you have to do. But clean it well, because the areas, the corners, food might get stuck. You spray it, you clean it well, and that's it. You don't need to do anything else. You don't need to kosher it. It is kosher. It's glass. Glass, as we said yesterday, it doesn't absorb, and therefore all you need to do for that stovetop is to clean it, and l'chaim tovim u'shalom. The knobs of the stoves have to be cleaned because people touch it. Many times they have their hands are chamistic and they touch it. Many of these knobs, you could easily pull them out and soak them into soap water and just clean them out, and then you put them back on, and that's it. That is in terms of the stove and in terms of the oven. Any questions so far?
You have to, when Rabbi said you have to cover the stove top, which part do you need to cover?
The electric one. The white surface, the part that doesn't get hot.
The surface.
The surface, the safir gauze.
Right. So it has to be covered. The same thing by the other one also.
By the gas stove. That's right. Because that area, food usually spills on it. So it is chametz.
But the pot doesn't touch any area, though. The pot does not touch those areas.
You're right. You're right. Our concern is that sometimes your spoon or your fork or the mixing spoon that you're using in the pot on Pesach might fall on that surface and becomes a problem. Because of that, we say cover it. This way you have nothing to worry about.
Thank you.
But you're right. The food doesn't touch it. Or the pot. The refrigerator, as I mentioned, all it has to be washed. Microwave ovens, if anybody is going to kosher their microwave, we had mentioned in the past too. There are two types of usage of microwaves. There are microwaves that are used to cook food. That means the food sits there for a long time. And the walls get really hot. Then there are microwaves that people usually use to warm up food. So you put in, let's say, food for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Those situations, the walls do not get hot. Generally, we are dealing with the microwave ovens that people use not to cook, but rather to warm up food. Those are easy to kosher. The microwaves usually have a turntable in there. And turntable usually is glass. If that's the case, that turntable needs to be taken out, washed well, and that's it. Washing it koshers it. Because it's glass. You have nothing to worry about. Then, you need to clean the inside of your microwave oven. You use some kind of a spray to spray inside. And then you use some kind of a sponge or paper towel to clean it well. Then there should be no crumbs or no nothing. You know, everything is completely clean. Once you do that, your microwave is kosher. Even for Pesach. For Sephardim, that is good enough. However, there are those who suggest that to do it better, what you should do is put a bowl of water and dish soap in there and turn it on for like 5-6 minutes till this whole thing comes to boil and steam would fill inside the microwave. You could do that if you like. You're not required to do that halachically, but if you want, you could do that, and that's fine. So that is in terms of microwaves that are used to warm up. If your microwave does not have a turntable, or if the turntable is not glass, then you will not be able to use that turntable unless you pour hot water on it. That's for the turntable. That's not glass. If there is no turntable, then the food goes right in the bottom of the microwave oven. Then you're going to have an issue with the bottom surface because sometimes food spills over. You have two choices. You could either pour hot water on the bottom of that microwave, which is a tedious job. You could do that. You could, you know, bring a kettle of water to boil and pour water in the bottom of bottom surface of the microwave. You could do that if you want. If you don't want to do that because that makes a mess or tedious or whatever it is, take a styrofoam plate and put it in the bottom of the microwave and put your container of food when you want to, you know, warm up food in Pesach inside that styrofoam bowl or styrofoam plate. So every time you want to use the microwave, whatever you want to put in there, put it on a styrofoam plate and you put it in there. This way you would not directly use the bottom surface and it would not cause a problem. That is for the microwaves that are used for warming up. The microwaves that are used to cook, therefore the food stays there for like 15, 20, 25 minutes, half an hour, because it's cooking and the walls get hot, then the way to kosher it is, again, as we said before, you clean it, and then you put a bowl of soapy water in there, and you let it come to boil enough that the steam would fill the inside of the microwave. That is how to kosher that kind of a microwave. There, it's required to steam it up inside with soapy water. The microwave that you use to warm up food does not require this. There are those who do it. They could do that if they want, but it's not required. For the microwave ovens that you do cook food in there, heating it up, heating up water enough that it would steam up inside is a requirement. And according to some, it doesn't even work. So that is for the microwave oven. Toaster ovens, as we said, cannot be kosher. You just put it away. And that's that. Blenders, if those who want to use their blenders for Pesach, then let's say they don't have a food processor or a blender for Pesach, generally blenders are not used with chametz. Sometimes they're used. Breadcrumbs and onions and all that. The way to kosher it is by, there are two parts in the blender. There is the bowl, plastic bowl, that contains the stuff, and the blades. The blades have to be koshered by dipping into hot water. If the blades come apart, you take it apart and you dip it. If the blades don't come apart, you could pick up the whole blender and turn it upside down and dip the blades, only the blades part, into the hot water. That would kosher it. And then the container that holds the stuff, or other attachments that get detached, that you could, you know, attach and take apart, those things you dip it into hot water, and that would kosher it. Then again, that is only if you've used your blender with chametz and something that is sharp, like onions and stuff. If you never have done that, let's say you have a blender that you use for different things. Once in a while, you want to make some breadcrumbs out of leftover challah or something. And you just put challah in there and you use it just to make breadcrumbs out of it. Such a blender does not need to be kosher. All you need to do is to clean it well, make sure there's no breadcrumbs stuck anywhere, soak it well, clean it well, and then you could use it for Pesach. Any blender that is used to make smoothies, cold stuff, cold drinks, does not need to be kosher for Pesach. All you need to do is to wash it well, the container and the blades and all that, clean it well, and that will be kosher for Pesach. The mixers that you mix dough in there cannot be kosher for Pesach because it's very hard to clean. All you need to do is to put it away together with your chametz stuff and sell it with your chametz stuff, and that would be fine. I think that concludes any appliances, koshering appliances in the kitchen. Any questions?
So Rebbe, what Rebbe was saying was that if it's if you use it for onions, the food processor, then you would have to.
If you use it for onion together with chametz.
Okay, but if it's just for vegetables with onions and chametz is separate, then you would not have to kosher. You just have to clean it.
Correct. Because there is no chametz that came in contact with it. Not a problem. Now, all of these things that I'm telling you is for this year. Generally, we say that, you know, maybe one time you used chametz in that, you didn't remember it, so go ahead and kosher it anyway. You don't have to be chashish for that. If you know that you don't usually use it for chametz, there's no chametz to use in them. You never made breadcrumbs. So there's no chametz that would have ever gone into that blender. That's fine. The emphasis is, even if you did it with the onion, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's fine anyway. So there are kulas that I'm not explaining well because of the, you know, time allowance over here. But the man say it would be fine. So for this year, for sure, you don't have to kosher it by dipping it.
Rabbi, what about the exhaust fan on top of the stove?
Thank you for reminding me that. The best thing to do with the exhaust fan on top of the stove, or the whole area on top of the stove. I usually cover it with aluminum foil. I take one sheet of aluminum foil and I spread under that whole exhaust thing on top of the stove and I tape it up. Because you can't really kosher it. And it has a problem of steam because the steam of the pots go up there and it could become chametz as the on top, you know, the steam of chametz had is already there in nivla, absorbed into the vent on top. So the best thing is to cover it with a piece of aluminum foil. Thank you for reminding me. Just cover it from the bottom as if that part, that exhaust, does not exist.
Thank you. Arav.
We spoke about Hagalat Kelim yesterday.
Yes.
If I have a big dairy pot, I can still do Hagalah on meat pots or meat utensils? That doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter, but you have to make sure that one of them, and either one, was not used the past 24 hours for dairy or for meat. Because over here you are mixing basar and khalaf. It's different than getting rid of chametz. Since you're doing basar, mixing basar and khalaf, one of the dishes, either the one that you dip or the one that you use, the pot, should be not ben yomo, should not have been used with food, milchik or fleshik, whatever it is, the past 24 hours.
Okay, then those become parvin. I can use them for either meat or dairy.
Correct.
And it doesn't matter if it's tarif. Let's say I have a spoon that I'm not sure if it's meat or dairy, or it became tarif, whatever. Doesn't
Correct.
Matter. Same
Correct.
Thing, 24 hours, not ben yomo.
Right. Correct.
Okay. Also, countertops for the kitchen. Any type of countertop can be kosher with hot water with kliyushon?
Yes, any countertop, as long as it doesn't get destroyed, doesn't get messed up, you could pour hot water on it and it will kosher it.
Okay, thank you. Rabbi, a side question. Does parchment paper need to be kosher lepesach, or as long as it's kosher, it's fine?
No, it's fine. For Sephardim, it's fine.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Rabotai, we'll continue with Arvit.